Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
The Brutal Truth. For plantation homes, save up to 75% on energy bills with a solar-powered, all-electric plantation home.
Welcome back to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. Stephen Silvani, David Noble, Damien Barrett with you. Dave, what are you doing next year?
Damo, I'm not sure, actually, at the moment. I've taken a bit of time to just, you know, reflect and learn a bit of skills, going back to do a bit of study and just having a generally a good look around at the moment.
What are you studying?
Law.
How far deeply into this particular course are we?
3 weeks.
Okay.
It's hit me right between the eyes.
Might be a couple of footy clubs right now who need some legal advice on quite a few fronts.
It's in enterprise governance, so it's quite challenging at the moment.
All right. So I ask that because you've only just recently... have you completed the St Kilda footy, or your role in the St Kilda footy club review? That's done and dusted?
Yep. Yeah, finished. Had our last meeting last week, and I don't think I'll have a further role to play in that. I had a quick chat to Andrew Bassett early in the week and Lethers, and just, thanked them for including me the way they did in the review.
Yep. The reason I asked this, and Sauce will jump in a moment too, is there's a vacancy at the AFL.
Come on, you blokes.
A reasonably senior position that's been vacated by Brad Scott, who yesterday was officially revealed as the new Essendon Football Club coach, formerly now, head of football at the AFL. CV stacks up pretty well, Dave.
It does.
Are you going to make a call yourself, or are you hoping to receive one?
Don't know. They got my number. If they want to have a ring, I'm happy to probably have a chat. But
I'd imagine it would appeal.
Yeah, well, look, it's an interesting role. You know, it's an opportunity to help, you know, advance the game and help clubs, you know, that are out there with certain areas. I'm not even quite sure the breadth of Scotty's role. Tassie coming in, you know, talent pathways, you know, all that area is areas of the game that I've had some involvement with, you know, whether through New South Wales or Queensland. And be great to see Tassie get up and get a license. So, yeah, but overall, I'm not sure what I'm doing.
So when you go in for the interview, will you wear the blue suit or the grey suit?
I think blue and a fairly low-key tie.
You will wear a tie, though, because it's an unknown these days whether you need the tie.
I'm not sure. Yeah. It's been great to sit back and reflect. I've spoken to a lot of people in through different industries and just to be able to see what else is out there outside of the AFL. And it's been quite interesting.
I mean, your CV is obviously as sound as anyone's in footy. It's obviously now had an 18-month period as a coach, which obviously didn't work out for you. And you expressed that at the time upon which that decision was made. But the fact you've done 18 months in that position, it doesn't matter it didn't work out. It's an experience and a skill set and a life period that not many people get to have. And I'd imagine it would only broaden your own horizons in terms of, you know, the learnings out of it and where that could take you, whether it is football and or elsewhere.
Yeah, that's right. It's a achievement of a lifelong goal to be able to have a go. You put your name forward with the expectation that you believe you can make a difference. Things didn't work out for a number of different reasons. I'm not bitter. I had a crack. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself, being able to sit back and reflect and spend a lot more time, obviously, with my family. And that's been pretty key for me at the moment. And, be able to just, I guess, assess to where my next 10 or 15 years, might lean to. We've got Commonwealth Games coming to this state in a few years' time. We've got the Olympics coming to Queensland in 10 years' time. Like, they're things that I think aspirationally, I think for good sports administrators, you know, probably sit as aspirations.
Yeah. When it comes to the coaching thing, when you say there were things that didn't work out, what do you identify now as to what was the greatest failing from the North Melbourne coaching job?
Greatest failing. I don't know. I think we tried to work hard at education, trying to keep, you know, everybody involved on the right story, the right platform, the right direction. Maybe I could have managed up a little bit better. You know, there's those elements that I think become important and paramount as to, like, we felt that we informed the board reasonably well, but maybe I needed to inform them more. You know, those sort of things.
As to where the club was at and the win-loss.
Well, we had our marginal gains areas and we had our, you know, weekly and monthly achievements that we were trying to hit, which weren't necessarily great. But, over a period of time, I think I look at it, there's faults on both sides, to be honest. I think there's support that perhaps they could have done better, and there's some things that I could have done better. And I've learned from that. I've moved on. I've got a clear direction as to where I want to take my next part of my career and use that to my benefit, understanding what, you know, what support, you know, in a more intricate detail now, what a coach at an elite level, be it football or any other sport, needs to have.
So what would your advice be for a first-time coach going into a football club?
Take your time. Take your time. Like, I look at Adam Kingsley now, that's had a really long, established career. I mean, Scotty going back in is a bit of a no-brainer, and I think that's a great appointment because of his well-roundedness. But, yeah, be patient. Do some PD. Go and get as much experience as you can. Coach your own team. I've always been an advocate for coaching your own team at some level, if you can, because you have to make certain decisions, even though they're at a lower tempo and a lower speed, dealing with different decisions, different people, you know, medical, on-the-spot decisions around team and movements and that type of thing. So I think, yeah, be patient, take your time, and, you know, if you can – and I've had a couple of chats to Benny Rutten. I think he'll be a way better coach a second time through for the disappointment and the manner and how, you know, he was handled in the end. He'll learn from some of those experiences and he'll take his time, and I'm sure he'll get better and have another crack.
Yep. Going down the coaching path, as you did after a long and distinguished time in the game as a high-end administrator, I mean, there was even a lot of talk, and I think even there was might have been some conversations about being a chief executive officer at a club, even the one at which you became coach of. Is there a regret component to what happened at North as coach in that regard, that maybe the CEO role would have been better, or it's just one of those life experiences and you're better off regardless with what happened?
No, I think you take the opportunities that present when they're there. I'm young enough to still move in that direction, I think, if I wanted to, you know, which is hence going back to do some study. It's like, right, I want to learn some new skills. I want to keep moving forward. I'm not going to sit on my bum and feel sorry for myself. I'm going to move on and attain some, you know, some further direction in improving in myself. So I think aspirationally, I think I still have capacity. There's still things I need to learn in regards to, you know, the functionality, hence the going back to study. I think the governance piece, you know, regardless of a CEO role, a GM role particularly, is heavy with governance now, you know, even at AFL level or any sport, you know, for that matter. So, so aspirationally, that's certainly an option, but I'm not necessarily just geared by the footy industry at the moment.
Yeah, right. Oh, well, there's clearly a vacancy there, and I would imagine the CV is stacks up as well as anyone's. I mean, if you do line it all up, it's there. And given the, you know, the past two people in that role, Steve Hocking obviously before Brad Scott, you know, their CVs are similar to yours, and I'd imagine that if it's not just a one person that replaces Brad, because Laura Kane worked with Brad as well, and she's still there, obviously, and she, I would imagine, would be being considered too. But how they split it up, because Andrew Dillon, ultimately, as it stands, still sort of heads up that whole space anyway. I've got to imagine a call would be made.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I worked with Laura at North for 12 months, so she was a good operator. So,
yep. Yeah. It's a big decision to make for the game. They've got to get it right, don't they, Sauce? Because you get that position and the work in that space wrong and nothing works.
Well, fundamentally, our whole game revolves around that position. So, look, good luck with it, Dave.
Thanks, Sauce.
Just Damo might want a media job there at some point, might want to be your assistant, your writer.
No, I'm not going to jump on that side of the fence just yet. I don't think I'm anyway. Not by choice at this stage anyway. No. So let's head to a break. We need to hit it. We then need to get back out of it because there is a development in the Hawthorn racism allegations situation. It's coming from the ABC media outlet, which has now responded to a lot of claims being made about it and its operations in recent times. And we'll bring you that next on The Late Trade. You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires, engineered in Germany, proven in Australia.